Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, I'm here to look after all of your backs and necks, hopefully, with our next guest. How you set up your workstation, whether at home or in the office, can really help reduce or remove that niggling pain one I have in my neck right now. To tell me how, I'm joined in studio by Teresa Flynn, Senior Physiotherapist and Ergonomics at St. Vincent's University Hospital and member of the Chartered Society of Physiotherapists. Good afternoon, Teresa.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm particularly interested in this. I work a lot from home. I work a lot at the computer. I watch a lot of telly for work, which involves a lot of sitting on the couch, obviously, in front of a screen. Is there a perfect setup to avoid these kind of pains cropping up?
Well, certainly there's a lot you can do to reduce some of the aches and pains. It's just everybody is a different size and shape, so it should be very personal to you. And what you're aiming to have is a relaxed, comfortable position when you're using your computer, either scrolling or typing. You don't want to be in a very rigid position, because you're looking to have the minimum amount of muscle activity while you're actually flying away, typing or whatever else you're doing. So that's the key thing that you want to try and aim towards.
Okay, you say relaxed now, right? Obviously, I'm a consummate professional here and I'm sitting up straight speaking to you right now. If I was at home doing another set of work, I would probably be halfway down the chair slumped, because I would perceive that as being relaxed. Yeah. But our muscles aren't actually relaxed when we're in that position, right?
No.
Okay.
So what you want to do is, you want to first of all find your chair that's comfortable for you. And that's sometimes a little bit like buying a pair of shoes. You know, you might be size 5, but you've tried on 3 pairs and one is comfortable and one isn't. And that's because your anatomics are different. Everybody has slightly longer arms or a slightly longer trunk.
Okay.
So the important thing is to sit in a chair, make sure it feels comfortable and is supporting you, and that you're able to use the free float on the backrest.
Okay.
So that the instead of you sitting up straight by yourself, then the back is taking some of the load for you.
Okay.
And that's your comfortable neutral position.
Okay.
And the other thing a lot of people have trouble with is just their seat pan, because sometimes the seat pan is just too short, so they don't feel comfortable. They're not getting enough support with their seat pan. So the ideal is, if you put 2 fingers behind your knees, you should then feel the edge of your chair.
Okay.
And but that you're able to sit comfortably back into that chair.
Okay.
And like where you are at the moment, you're miles away from your backrest. So you're doing all the work by yourself. You might as well be sitting on a stool.
Okay.
And see, that's the difference between. So what you're looking for is that you get maximum output at minimum cost.
Okay.
And that's what ergonomics is all about.
Okay.
So that's your very first thing to do, is make your chair work for you rather than you doing all the work.
Okay. I'm sure there are people at home now who already have chairs and maybe they don't want to replace them or change them.
Yeah.
What else can we do? I'm sure movement is so important.
Well, also then, the most important thing is that the chair is the right height for you.
Okay.
And particularly if you're at home, if you look at the top of the surface here, a lot of desks, they have a very thin top, and that makes a huge difference, because if your kitchen table or something like this has a very deep surface, it means that you can't rise the chair up high enough so that you can relax your shoulders and relax your elbows when you're typing. So you find yourself with your elbows out like this, which means you're doing an awful lot of low level muscle activity up here around your shoulder and neck. And that's why if you've been typing away, doing something that, you know, you need to get done very quickly, all these muscles are working like mad at the same time, and they don't need to be. So if your chair is at the right height for you, then you can relax your neck, you can relax your shoulders, and then you get the same thing done, but you don't end up with those aches and pains because you've been sitting too low to your desk.
Okay, so how do you know if your chair is the right height? Run me through that again.
So you need to play around with the height adjustability on your chair.
Yeah.
So when you sit in at your desk, you need to relax your shoulders, relax your elbows, and then at that stage, your fingers should be on the keyboard.
Okay.
And your back should be at the backrest.
Okay.
Okay. And that you're relaxed. You're not rigidly holding yourself in that position.
Okay.
And that's the key to actually getting yourself set up well. The other thing is, you need enough space underneath the table. And a lot of times at home, you might be in an area where, you know, or even in work, you can see the Christmas decorations and the files and everything else are underneath the desk. And that means that you're always in an awkward position, because what you're trying to do is work around whatever is underneath you.
Okay.
And that puts you into a very awkward position. And again, you're typing away, but you're in a very awkward position. So you're using all those muscles at a very low level.
Because you're straining your feet and your legs to kind of accommodate.
To hold yourself, that low level static work is the thing that causes most of the issues that I would find.
Okay.
The other thing that could be a problem is if you have your keyboard away in on your desk because you're using a notebook or something to write with.
Right.
And that means that you're leaning away from your backrest and you're leaning over the keyboard and you're typing away like this. Mm-hmm. And again, you can see all sorts of low-level muscle shoulder back work to hold you in that position. And again, that's where you're going to feel at the end of the day, oh, I'm very achy and uncomfortable.
I'm stiff.
Because
tense.
You're holding that for a long, long period of time in the day.
I know Michaela Cole, she's a director. She has taught herself to type on two keyboards, but they're sat like vertically. It looks absolutely insane. If you look up the video, it's bonkers. But she's basically taught herself to like type against the keyboard. She was like, it's so bad for you and I want to like take care of my back and neck and all. But that's a huge endeavour for her. Your tips are much more practical and much more sensible, I think, that people can apply at home. Yeah. What about then if we're not moving? It's a long time to be sat down anyway.
Well, that's the other key thing, that no matter how well we set you up, eventually you're going to be overloading the discs, overloading the facet joints, overloading the soft tissue around the neck and shoulder. So the most important thing, and you know, computers are fantastic because they allow us to do so many things in such a efficient and fast way, but it means that you don't ever have to move. And we're all designed to move, and therefore you have to incorporate some movement into your day if you haven't got it naturally. And I think I was talking to Claire this morning and she was sitting at the edge of her chair typing away and she was saying, yeah, this is a terrible position. But she's actually moving around all the time. So she's only staying there for a couple of seconds. So she's probably fine. Mm. Whereas if you're doing that, you know, for extended periods of time, that's where you end up with the problems. So movement, just getting up, standing, taking a phone call in standing or talking to a colleague or, going to get a glass of water, just that you have some movement incorporated into your working day. And then if you have a very static job where you're working, in very consistently holding yourself for a long period of time, then it is important that you incorporate a little bit more movement. And one of the things is a thing called a crazy break. So it depends where you're working. It may not be great outside where you've lots of co-workers working at the same time. But a crazy break is just putting on a piece of music that you really like. I like It's Raining Men, but that's
great
probably
choice.
Showing my age. But and just standing up and moving and dancing to just moving your arms
just
and legs.
Just loosening yourself up.
Loosening every up, get your metabolic rate going and relax all the muscles that you're holding in a very extended or for extended periods of time in that position.
Okay.
So that works particularly at home or if you're in a nice quiet office where there's nobody thinking that you're going mad. but otherwise, having a series of stretches or... obviously, there's a few people out there and they're having their lunch at their desk, and that's not a great idea.
Tisk, guys.
Because you're still staying in that position for extended periods of time. So just getting out and going for a short walk, find the sandwich you like a little bit further down the road so that you have incorporated some movement into your work.
There's a text here kind of agreeing with your point. I think the death of the lunch break has really impacted the movement breaks. Nearly nobody in my office takes lunch away from desk or goes for a walk around the block. Another text in here kind of related to, I know we've talked about desk height and chair height. What height should your monitor be? Is it eye level or should it be higher?
It should be mostly for eye level, but it depends how well you type, because if you're a two-finger typist, you're having to look at your keys a lot.
Okay.
Whereas you're a touch typist, then yes, again, when you're sitting well back into your chair and that you're feeling comfortable, look straight ahead at nothing in particular. And then at that stage, you should be seeing the first line of writing on your screen.
Okay.
That's if you're a touch typist.
Okay, interesting.
If you're a two-finger person, then think about putting it down a little bit lower and tilting it so that you're not having to do as much up and down.
What about standing desks then? I know they were a big trend with COVID. Yeah. I know a lot of people would still use them. Is it something you'd recommend or?
Well, I do recommend them, but for very specific reasons.
Okay.
And the most important thing about a height adjustable desk is that you're actually changing the position from a low level to a high level.
Okay.
Height adjustable desks are only useful if you're actually moving them up and down. Standing all day is as detrimental to your soft tissue as sitting all day. So it's the movement between the two that really makes the difference.
Yeah.
And so if you're somebody who just feels they want a height adjustable desk because it looks kind of trendy, whatever, but you're never going to move it. Well, it's not going to make any difference for you. But yeah, if you're somebody who can, alternate it up and down. So say you're having a Zoom call and you're able to just bring it up and you can stand and talk rather than sit.
Yeah.
And then you bring it back down again because you're, concentrating hard on something. Then that's where a height adjustable desk can be very useful.
Okay. Another trendy option that I know people use, walking pads. Now, I know obviously people probably wouldn't. Well, maybe you are walking 8 hours a day while taking your calls and your meetings and stuff at your desk.
Yeah.
How are they impacting the muscles? Or is it kind of like, it's okay if you're only doing it for like an hour or
30 minutes? It's okay if you're only doing it for, and they are a trend.
Yeah.
So the jury is out on them. We'll have to wait and see how they get on. But one of the big things as well is you spend all day working on your computer and then as soon as you're finished, you get onto your phone and your phone is a very small screen.
Yeah.
So you're in a very flexed position holding that for extended periods of time as well. And the combination of those two means that, the amount of time in that forward flexed position has increased very significantly.
I have another text in here. I mostly have dull ache on the right side of my lower back at the end of a working day. It's definitely from the desk chair or I'm sitting. I try and improve it, but my body seems to naturally slouch and lean forward. How can I correct this? How can you build in those cues, I suppose, for yourself to kind of be like, oh, I'm tense, oh, I'm slouching? Yeah. Like,
well, I think it's always very useful to put a smiley face up at the corner of your screen. So every time you catch his eye, it's telling you to sit back, make yourself comfortable. So having some sort of a cue that reminds you to do it is quite useful.
Yeah.
And usually you need to be quite, strict with yourself to start off with. So it becomes a learned movement rather than, sometimes when I walk into an office, everybody sits up straight and looks just because I turned up. But, that's of no use unless it's something that you're able to incorporate into your kind of everyday.
Yeah.
I think if she's getting pain on just one side, she needs to look and see where her keyboard is, because if you're not using the numerical side of it, you might be having it leaning to you're leaning to one side, you're overcompensating.
Yeah.
And also look under her desk. Has she got lots of stuff underneath her desk? Because again, that might mean that she's leaning to one side.
Mm.
And then also look at armrests, because if you're clicking and scrolling a lot, an armrest can be very useful because it's supporting your upper arm, and then you're just using a small movement to actually click and scroll.
Okay.
Whereas if you're out reaching, and what happens with a mouse is it kind of travels into the back of the desk, and then you're reaching in for it and it's not doing what you want it to do, and then it's this small amplitude movement which again can lead to kind of a lot of problems.
Okay.
So with her, I would say put your phone on the other side, try and kind of concentrate your what you're doing onto the so that you're sort of slightly overcorrecting to see if you can get yourself back into a neutral position. And does that take some of the pressure off the back? And people who tend to lean forward away from the backrest, one of the things that would be quite useful is a footrest, because footrest brings your knees slightly higher than your hips, which allows you to relax back into your into your chair.
Okay.
So that's also useful in some situations.
Have you noticed a big difference? Like, when has this kind of change kicked off, or in maybe not even a change, but are you noticing, are we more tense and kind of hunched over than ever if we're to look at like the latitude longitudinal data?
I don't think so. I think it depends on where you're working.
Okay.
If you're in a high stress and you're working to a deadline, that may increase. But then there's lots of other people who are working in a more controlled way, and technology has improved so much that things that were a huge frustration to us when computers started, when things were breaking down very frequently, or the technology you're using was very clunky and hard to use. So I don't think there's any huge kind of increase in sort of people finding they're very tense. And also there can be lots of reasons outside your normal working day that's going to add to the tension, and that you need to recognize that as well. If if you've got a sick child at home and also other things going on in your life, as well as working in maybe then less than ideal situations, then that's going to impact, and that you need to kind of recognize that it can be a combination of the two that's causing the problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Unclench your jaw, guys. Roll your shoulders back. Teresa Flynn, senior physiotherapist and ergonomics at St. Vincent's University Hospital and member of the Chartered Society of Physiotherapists. Thank you so much for joining us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.